That game's gonna run like a turd in a snowstorm. Hey, just for the
listeners out there, yeah, turds don't have legs.
Erratic at best.
Gross.
Hi, everybody. It's a Sit Sock time again. And we got
Welcome, it's Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
Yeah, I heard a ham bone.
Joe's doing the ham bone.
And Kevin is not ham boning.
So we could rehash the little conversation we had while you were drinking too, or getting a drink. I saw a movie on.
Bidget games are scurry.
No, that's.
Oh, sorry.
No, we'll lead into later. That though.
Sorry.
Because
sorry. No, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I saw this movie called Willy's Wonderland, which is basically Nick Cage meets Five Nights at Freddy's. And it was cheesy and wonderful, and I highly suggest people see it, especially if you like Five Nights at Freddy's.
With that premise alone, I'm sold. Like, I'm going to find a way to watch this movie.
And he doesn't say single word the entire film.
Oh. I was going to say from the beginning, in a list of premises nobody asked for, here's...
Well, they've
I'm
been
not saying it's no.
Oh.
Kyle, I have to admit, I can't tell if you're being sarcastic enough.
No,
are you,
I don't know where it came
are you legit?
From.
Or were you joking?
At all?
Just
what, am I joking that he doesn't
say
a word the entire movie? No, he seriously doesn't say a single word the entire film. It's a 90-minute
Are you kidding me?
Movie. Yeah, and so that's why
that's
I'm
amazing.
This movie has to. I'm not deep enough into Five Nights at Freddy's to know what all the themes and I've watched some of the like Matt Pat stuff. But there has to be nods in this movie to Five Nights at Freddy's because the one thing that I know is that the guy who you are in Five Nights at Freddy's never talks, right? Ever. And so,
Right.
There's just so many weird things that they chose to do with the movie that they have to be illusions, right? They have to be. Because if they're not, then my mind will be broken. I don't understand certain aspects of that film if they don't have allusions to Five Nights at Freddy's. And this is the second movie in the last few years to come out that's trying to do what Five Nights at Freddy's did. The first one was a failed Five Nights at Freddy's movies that had to get another IP, so they chose the Banana Splits. And it's freely gory. So if you are searching for the Banana Splits movie, be sure you're not watching the horror one with the kids if you are so inclined to do so, because there's a dude that gets cut in half in that movie, and it's pretty messed up. And there's more than that, but...
Did he get banana split in half?
Yeah. But the banana splits are like a real IP, I guess. And they're like, you know what we're not going to do ever again? Make kids movies. Because we wanted to make this horror film.
That ship fucking sailed.
That ship is hard.
But check out Willy's Wonderland if you like either of those two things. And if you like both of them, I guarantee you that you will enjoy this movie.
Nice.
And for those of us who don't,
but I guess the
we were talking about video games.
Horror video.
Yeah. Well, so I only ever played the first one.
Scurry games,
which I did actually quite enjoy. Never beat because it's too goddamn hard. Because there's just so much.
Was it a game you beat or a game you play and then get mad and leave?
In my experience, it's the latter. But there is actually the former because there is a way to beat it. You have to survive all it's seven nights actually. The title is a misnomer. You do five nights and then they pull a fast one on you, and then you got to do two more nights of survival, and it gets fucking ridiculous because there's so much shit to keep track of, and even just in the first one, man. The sequels introduce just so much more stuff, and they just get ridiculous, but. I very much enjoyed the concept and the way that the actual gameplay styles and a lot of the chaotic randomness to it. And then the plot, which again, I had to watch. I also watched those MatPat videos. I watched a bunch of other people's videos and summarizations. The plot of Five Nights at Freddy's is insane.
It's crazier than
That's
Kingdom
the understatement
Hearts.
Of the century.
It's crazy of Kingdom Hearts, isn't it?
It's almost as crazy as Kingdom Hearts, which
that's impressive.
If Starbomb did Kingdom another Hearts, album, would that be the that song where that song comes from? You know what song I'm talking about from Starbomb?
Oh yeah, the
rap about
the video game, whatever.
It's the game interviews, yeah, basically. The games with simple plots. Yeah, that's what they are. They did three of them. I'm Sora from Kingdom Hearts. No.
link a video here, Kendrick. Please. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Kendrick. So you've been playing The Forest. Good game.
Yeah, and I pulled Kevin and Megan into it because I watched some Markiplier videos of the first couple episodes of their playthrough, and then I had been introduced to it a while back, and I started playing it, and that is a game to share an experience with. And they have, like, the multiplayer version. You can have, like, 8 people max. And I want to... My goal is to get at least 6 people. I don't think I can make that happen, but if I can get, like, 4 or 5 to just, like, help with base building and fighting off cannibals, because it's a... That game is fucking surreal. And I have...
How old are the cannibals?
I have context for this game.
Okay, so... Here's the thing. I didn't really have any of that either when I went into it. Basically, you start the game, you're on a plane. In single player or in multiplayer, the person who started the game has this same experience. You have your son with you, and then the plane crashes, and you wake up in like the wreckage, and this cannibal picks up your son and walks away. And the plot of the game... is to find your son.
That, or do you just know it's the person that picked up your son?
You find them later. Like, you find out later that they're cannibals, but, like,
okay.
You see them, and it's a dude wearing basically a loincloth and, like, CDs around his neck, like a chain, and he's just covered in blood. So you kind of get the feeling. You're like, yeah, that's probably right. But you find, like, at the very least, you know that okay. They're crazy.
Yeah, they're not sure. The people you want your son with.
So Kevin, like,
yeah,
what are your thoughts on
yeah,
this?
Yeah, I don't.
I'm surprised yeah. Megan played if it's a horror game like that. So that's cool.
It gets kind of freaky at night. In the daytime it's fine because you can see a long ways, but at night it gets pretty dark, and you hear them making noise and stuff. You don't really know what it is, where it's coming from. So that part's a little spooky. You have like a lighter with you at all times, but it doesn't do a lot for light. But it really gave me 2 vibes. Felt like a lot like the first time I played Minecraft, because you're just running around an island and trying to figure out how to survive. Like, what do I do? The monsters come out at night. And then also, like, remember back when we were playing DayZ a little bit?
Yeah.
That it has that kind of feel to it, just not 1 billion controls that you need, like, 4 keyboards to run.
When Joe mentioned it to me, my first thing I said was, oh, yeah, I used to play DayZ.
Yeah.
And because he was asking, because he said that he thought I didn't like those games, and that's fair, because I don't play those games. But then I mentioned that I sunk many hours into DayZ, and probably too many hours into DayZ. Because that one, I also played DayZ in the time period back before we had, like, good Steam support for mods like that. Yeah. So you spend about an hour of your night finding a fucking server to connect to, and then you spend a couple other hours trying to find anyone on that server.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And then you get shot in the head.
Sounds like a lot of work for getting yeah. shot.
Yeah, it's not... Not that part of it The Forest didn't remind me of. That was
it
different.
It kind of feels like...
that experience. You didn't,
it
you didn't
of
die
that
like easy.
That Grounded but... game I was playing for a little bit. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids survival game. Where you get, like, shrunk down. And...
Oh, yeah.
It's very much like that,
actually.
I think
the thing that bothered me about that game was I didn't have anybody to play with, which was, like, it was really daunting to try to, like, do all that stuff by yourself. Even in Terraria. Like, Terraria, it's easier, but, like, for some reason, that game was just so big that, like... I mean, literally, because you're in a backyard and there's just gigantic...
It makes you feel small.
...fucking spiders trying to murder you.
Hey, there you go.
But
no, I mean, we're going through all the puns, but it's true. It makes you feel tiny. I watch people play it, and I'm like,
I think
God,
you watched me play
stressful.
It.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think I did watch you play it.
Nothing to mess around with. Yeah, it was.
It looked stressful.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Don't fuck with orb weavers normally.
Yeah, especially not when they're bigger than you are. That's just don't.
Yeah,
that's still
way
do
worse.
That.
I'm in. Like, if you're looking for players, man, just because you want to experience
it's
players,
fun so
that's
far.
Totally worth $20. Sweet. Like, I'd pay $20 to go to dinner with 8 people. Of course I'd pay $20 to play a video game with someone.
Okay. Hell yeah. Because I want to do a recording of that. That'll go in my explicit content.
Is that like a podcast call out? Are we looking for like more people? If you're interested in playing, you know, let Joe know.
Well, I think I've got Chelsea interested. She had feigned interest at least. Kat, my friend Kat has, and then Kevin and Megan. So I think we're, how many is that? With the four of us, the three?
That sounds like more than eight.
Two of them.
Carry the two and
divide by the compliment. Zero.
Off by one error. Off by one.
Yeah, so we're pretty close to it. We'd have at least six. Six or seven with that. So that could be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be stoked with that. I'm pursuing the storyline, and the storyline is like mostly in the solo mode, which I did a little bit more of last night, and holy God, like Kevin and Megan got to see like the intro. It's like you get attacked by the cannibals at night, right? So you can, it's a base builder. So you're like building up, you can use wood and stone to start like building fortresses. You can build cabins. It has like a lot of preset things. So you can build like tree houses, and it just gives you like the stuff you need. Like you build the blueprints, they're in the area that you want to build it, and then you have to go gather the supplies, right? So we actually set up this really cool base, and I started reading a little bit into it because I'm kind of getting stuck in some stuff and learning it a little bit more about how the game works, right? And one of the things I learned is that in my solo game, I set my base up in one of the possibly worst places I possibly could have.
Nice.
Because they do, like, patrols during the day. And then when they find your base, they'll put, like, a marker down so that they can come attack it at night. And then after a couple of days, as I learned, the longer you play the game, the more progressively difficult it gets because they start sending more enemies to you.
Different types of enemies? Because, like, just fighting the same cannibal and over, like, and over sounds kind of boring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fret not. There's like cannibal guys, right? They're like, there's men and women, and there's like different varieties of them. So there'll be like the weaker ones are like starved, so they're all kind of gaunt. And then there's some bigger, heavier ones. And then there's some that have like fashioned a flashlight to the top of their, like they have like a back piece that they built. And they'll come out at night and they'll like shine lights at you and like point out your location. And then they start sending bigger ones who are like paler. And then there's, and like they're big and tough and they take a lot of shots and they can find ways into your base if you're not careful. And then they start sending the creepy shit.
Okay, stop.
And there's like,
stop. Yeah.
I think I'm going to stop right there.
I just was like, I don't want to be fighting a bunch of other people trying to survive on this island. Yeah. It just sounds Lord of the Flies-y. And I'm not about that.
Oh. So the first, yeah. Like, the first couple of, like, game nights is you're going to be, like, defending from cannibals, just, like, the people. And then during the day, they'll probably, like, run into you. You got to fight them, too, right? And then after, like, night five, they start sending out the weird shit. And that is where I was, like, when I was playing alone, I was, like, I'm just going to put out all my fires and go hide in the dark.
Did you play that too? So Kevin and Megan.
I don't want to see
that's
it.
Probably why.
What was the craziest thing that happened to you on this island, Kevin?
But
nothing too crazy yet. Yeah, we fought some zombies and, well, not zombies, but yeah, the thing is that you're like out in the woods, completely dark, and you hear like a moan thing from off to the side, and you're like, where'd that come from? And then you book it back to the fire so you could actually see yourself. Nothing too crazy yet, though.
So it's just all of my nightmares.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Is like, I wanted to start getting drumming up interest, but I was trying to think of like who would actually enjoy playing this, right? And I was like, okay. I know Kate would not do this. I could not get Laura to play this if I tried. Kat, maybe. Chelsea, maybe. Tyler, possibly. He'd probably be into it. And then I was thinking, well, Kendrick doesn't really play horror games, but he likes some stuff. He doesn't like horror stuff. how far am I willing to push my friends into this, into like the discomfort zone, right? Of like, but if we get a big enough group of us, there's like eight of us, right?
We're the ones
we
that dragged you into fantasy.
Take them all.
Doesn't ramp up.
So at least you know yeah. Green and I would block.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
Love that game.
I think I don't. You get weapons in the forest.
Oh yeah, you make them.
Yeah,
yourself.
See, that might make. I feel like that would make it easier for me.
Yeah,
but it's a weird distinction. But I feel like Phantasmagoria is difficult for me because like you don't. You're just sort of helpless.
No way, you got like crosses. Oh
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah,
and that. Yeah.
That's. Well, dude, yeah, that's a game
they
that
sometimes
I'm,
almost help.
You can yeah, on it, except when they when don't. After you. When they don't
I mean,
that's work
at all, right?
Oh, good.
It, once I think it did.
No, that's a game that I just won't
yeah,
play by myself.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah,
I just can't. I won't do it.
All
right. But anyway,
I'm buying
yeah.
you right now.
There we are, man. It's good times.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm, I think I'm probably going to buy it.
Or maybe I'll... No, you can buy it now. I think I might have to
What's
wait.
Cool is it was... it was made by four dudes.
What did you say, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've done a lot of update work on it. Just.
It was made by just four guys.
Four guys doing what
four guys,
guys
made
do.
It.
Yeah, why...
Four
why
dudes.
Have it...
Yeah.
Why have a big AAA title when you can just
Wasn't
have four
like
guys
the,
make a
the,
game?
The,
yeah,
the bunny
just
guys.
Bust it out.
Like
that's
the,
been
yeah,
fucking
Super
2020.
Bunny guys game. Did you guys watch that Game Grumps thing?
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I believe that was made by a couple of guys.
I love.
That's like a fucking surreal
like the,
game.
The meme stock stuff. You know, like when AAA titles are getting like punched in the dick by like some like dudes in a basement. It's. Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. Like, it's
Among Us?
I like it. As a millennial, I guess it's a millennial thing to like, but...
Well, it's just funny how you think about the traditional old video games of yore, way, way back when, had, like, a programmer, right? And then, like, an art guy, maybe, and, like, maybe a guy did music. And then, as that grew, they had teams of programmers and, like, testers and shit. And then, as that grew, they started having, like, art directors and... musical like directors and voice actors, and as that grew it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then it got so big that people were going back to just
like,
dude, and then now the
like
indie teams are getting
with,
bigger
like,
and bigger.
CD Projekt Red and Cyberpunk 2077, right? Like there's like lawsuits against them for
yeah.
false delivery on games mm-hmm. and stuff like that in certain states and countries. It's nuts. Like
yeah,
It's like it's revolutionary in how they're treating this game right. that's coming out. I mean, look at Bethesda's releases in the past. Like, where were all the like snowflakes there? I don't know.
Well, how long has CD Projekt Red been working on?
Since they finished
Cyberpunk?
Witcher 3.
Like a couple of years at least.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
probably started it when Witcher 3 was still in development. I would assume.
Yeah,
it's
like,
been like
it,
6 years, 8 years, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Because it's been like in the background for a while now.
Think,
yeah,
I remember. Yeah, because the name has been
that name
perpetual. 2012,
yeah,
according
the
to
game's
my phone,
is going
to
be good. Just
Jesus,
like, right? I mean, I know you're not implying that.
No, in fact, it probably
yeah.
means it's going to
no.
be bad.
Or do you can, yeah, Duke.
No, no. I'm implying literally the opposite. I'm implying that a game cannot be developed for 9 years and be good.
The only game we ever saw that happen with was Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham Asylum, where like it changed studios like 3 times, and all this stuff happened, and then it came out with the game. And you're like, holy shit, this is revolutionary! Like, this game is something. I know,
but
that's what I mean.
That's such a rarity because otherwise, like,
the exception to
about,
the rule.
I mean, and we all have at least a vague awareness of software development, right? Like, it's...
Yeah.
And cycles. Like, can you imagine starting something in one language and then porting it to another language and then porting it to another framework and then switching that to another language and then finding another framework? Like, that's going to be garbage by the end of it. It just is.
Yeah.
There's no way around it. It might be garbage that runs. Might be garbage people like, but that game's going to run like a turd
hey, just
a
for the
snowstorm.
Listeners out there, yeah, turds don't have legs.
Erratic
so
at best.
Gross.
It
could
flop
around.
It could slide if it's icy.
But you're not going to... Yeah, It's not running very well, though, is it?
It unless there's a hill.
Well, I like that.
It might really go
with the turd reference. Sure. So.
Yes, I do, too.
Me, too.
I'm proud of us.
That's kind of where I worked really hard to move it around to that. So.
I'm just picturing a frozen turd
really
shooting down a hill and like it hits something at the bottom
it, like,
really fast.
Up and breaks through a window. the adventures of this frozen turd.
Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody, for more adventures of the frozen turd. All
right, bye. Is that
that should be on a t-shirt.
Bye.
Bye.